Good morning. Welcome you all to worship service at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. With God's love and grace, Jesus Christ's grace. My name is Jinu Chan. I'm the pastor at the St. Matthew's wonderful community of faith. You know, we worshiped together last 2 weeks, and you might have picked up that I have a very unique accent, you know, like one of your ancestors. So, while I'm preaching or I'm leading the service, if you can understand one or two words, then please, if you have someone with you, please ask them, what did he say? You can ask them, okay? Fair enough? That's good. If you have someone with you, please tell them, and if you're alone, you bless yourself. God loves you, so do I, and there is nothing you can do about it. Amen? Let us worship God together.
Loving God, thank you for giving us the wonderful gift of compassion. With it, we see beyond our own needs, and through it, no person is a stranger. Send us your Holy Spirit to help us overcome the fear and overcaution which may hold us back, and remind us that compassion grows through constant use. Help all of us nurture compassion in this congregation's children and youth by modeling it in our own daily living. This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Let us praise the Lord. And while we are singing this song, this hymn, let us remember God has called all of us, regardless of where we are, what nationality we have, we are all God's children. Let us praise the Lord.
This is my song. Oh.
brave enough to love. We are brave enough to show compassion. We are brave enough to listen and tell the truth. We are brave enough to love. We are brave enough to show compassion. We are brave enough to listen and tell the truth. We can be brave. We can be brave. Because we're filled with love from the bottom of God's heart. We can be brave. We can be brave.
I'd like to read us a little story. It's a story you may know. It's a story that we might call the Good Neighbor story. It was a time when Jesus told this story. And he was telling the people who were listening those two great commandments that we talked about. Jesus said, all you need to remember, people, is love God and love your neighbor as much as you love yourself. But who is my neighbor? A teacher asked. And so Jesus told a story to explain. One day, a Jewish man was robbed and wounded and left lying in the road. A little while later, a priest walked by, but he pretended he didn't see the injured person. Soon, another person came by. He worked at the temple, but he didn't stop either. At last, a Samaritan came down the road. The Samaritans were enemies of the Jewish people. But the Samaritan stopped. The Samaritan got off his donkey and gently bandaged the wounded person's wounds. Then he put him on the donkey and walked beside him all the way to the nearest inn. He put him to bed and took care of him. Now, asked Jesus, which of these people was a good neighbor? Which of these people showed compassion? The Samaritan, replied the teacher. That's right, said Jesus. You are all part of the same family, God's family. And God wants you to be like him, loving and kind to everyone, even your enemies. You know, I think about that story, and I think that maybe the Samaritan might have been afraid, maybe tired. How do you think the Samaritan was feeling? Are people going to get mad at me if I try to help this person? Will the person get mad at me? What will people think of me? The story doesn't say any of that. The Samaritan just helped. But we don't know what the Samaritan might have been feeling. But it's a reminder that no matter what we're feeling, and maybe we are afraid, maybe we are tired, maybe we are confused sometimes. But remember, God's love is huge. And because God loves us, we can be brave. We can be strong in love, which is a different kind of strength. And we can be full of love and compassion for ourselves and for God and for others. Let's pray together. Spirit of love, shine in me, shine through me, so I can see so much beauty in myself, in others, in the world, so that I can live a life full of compassion and hope. Amen.
Thank you.
Reading from Matthew 22:37-40. Jesus replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. A second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. The entire law and all the demands of the prophets are based on these two commandments." Readings from Romans 12:1. Dear brothers and sisters, since God has shown us great mercy, I beg you to offer your lives as a living sacrifice to Him. Your offering must be only for God and pleasing to Him. This is the spiritual way for you to worship. And from Romans 16, verses 17 through 20. Now I make one more appeal, my dear brothers and sisters. Watch out for people who have caused divisions and put obstacles in your way that are contrary to what you have been taught. Stay away from them. Such people are not serving Christ our Lord. They are serving their own personal interests. By smooth talk and glowing words, they deceive innocent people. But everyone knows you are obedient to the Lord. Therefore, I am rejoicing over you, and I want you to be wise in what is good and innocent in what is evil. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
I have often heard that two topics you want or you need the voice to talk about at the dinner tables are politics and religion. Have you heard it before? Yeah? Good. So why is that? Because I think usually those two topics easily can be binary. You know, dualistic, binary. And the end of conversation usually is not a happy ending. Do you agree? Yeah. Then why is it hard to have a happy ending when we talk about those two topics, religion and politics, with others? When I talk with other United Methodist Church pastors in New England Conference, I often hear that people have been leaving the churches since the decision related to human sexuality of the General Conference. Those who have a progressive point of view leave the church because they think the UMC denomination is too conservative. And those who have a conservative point of view also leave because they think New England and your conference is too progressive. It's a very challenging situation. Not only the UMC, but also the society in general, we live in a culture heavily influenced by dualistic view of the reality. Binary construct opposite. Dualism defines our identity and the world. We live with a great pressure to choose either or. And the pressure is really heavy. It hurts. It even creates fear. The fear to judge and the fear to be judged. Fear. So what does fear do? When we get feared, many of us easily become offensive and or defensive. And I found an article titled, quote unquote, "The Curse of Friendly Fire" in Time Magazine, published in June 2014. Let me read the paragraph of the article, quote unquote, "In 1991's Gulf War, 24% of the U.S. battle deaths were due to so-called friendly fire." Do you know what friendly fire is? Fire means? According to Cambridge Dictionary, friendly fire means during a war, shooting that is hitting you from your own side, not from the enemy. I feel and think this is what is happening in the church in these days. With a dualistic, binary point of view, we who claim ourselves Christians, Jesus' followers, shoot each other. Friendly fire. We are not enemies to one another. All of Jesus' followers are allies. Regardless of our different political views and theological orientations, we are allies, not enemies. All of us are allies because we have the same general, the same commander, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For us, there is only one enemy. Our enemy is the devil. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, "Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour." Other siblings in Christ are not your enemy, even when they have different thoughts, views, and opinions. The devil is your enemy. It is okay to have a different point of view. It is okay to have different opinions. It is okay to be different. But it is not okay to shoot and kill our allies. It is not okay to attack other siblings in Christ. It is not okay to hurt other allies in Christ. We must not let the enemy, the devil, use us as weapons to kill our allies in Christ. As we see empty chairs in the sanctuary more and more, the enemy tries to make us feel hopeless. The devil feeds us the thoughts and even belief that our church may die. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. Hang on to Jesus Christ's promise. In Matthew 16, verse 18, Jesus declared, "Now I say to you that you are Peter," which means rock, "and upon this rock I will build my church, and all the powers of hell will not conquer it." I'll build my church, and all the powers of hell will not conquer it. Jesus Christ's church will never get destroyed. The devil may defeat religious institutions, but all the powers of hell cannot conquer his church. The devil has tried to use the people to bring divisions into the church throughout history. So in Romans chapter 16, verses 17 through 20, Paul warns his siblings in Christ. "Now I make one more appeal, my dear siblings. Watch out for people who cause divisions and put obstacles in your way that are contrary to what you have been taught. Stay away from them. Such people are not serving Christ our Lord. They are serving their own personal interest." Serving their own personal interest. "By smooth talk and glowing words, they deceive innocent people. But everyone knows that you are obedient to the Lord. Therefore, I am rejoicing over you. But I want you to be wise in what is good and innocent in what is evil. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. May the grace of our Lord Jesus be with you." Those who cause divisions are not serving Christ our Lord. They are serving their own personal interests. From the very beginning, their interests are their own. The intention is their own personal interest. Not even for their faith in Jesus Christ. When we deal with the different voices in our community of faith, how can we distinguish who are serving Christ, our Lord, and who is serving their own personal interest? None of the servants can ignore their master's commandments. None of the servants can ignore their master's commandments. Those who regard Jesus Christ as the Lord cannot ignore His commandments. Of course, you know and I know He commanded many things to us. Among them, what is the greatest commandment then? What is the greatest commandment? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like this. And it is equal to the first. Love your neighbor as yourself. And listen carefully. All the law and the prophets hang on to these two commandments. We may have different interpretations of all different kinds of verses and commandments of Jesus Christ, but hang on to this one. This is the greatest one. Love God, love neighbor, and love yourself. If I serve Jesus Christ as the Lord, I must keep the greatest commandments of the Lord. And I cannot attack others, even when they have different views, thoughts, and opinions. But if I serve my own interest, and I claim my own interest with my ego, I ignore the Lord's commandment and clearly, carelessly, or intentionally shoot them or attack them. In the battlefield, soldiers have no choice but following the commander's order. Right? Yeah. Today we are in spiritual battle. And we have no choice but following the greatest commandment of the commander, Jesus Christ. What is it again? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And love your neighbor and yourself. How can we live out the greatest commandment of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our commander? We can find the answer in Jesus Christ himself. He loved God with all his heart, with all his soul, and with all his mind. So he followed God's direction. He sacrificed himself and died on the cross to save all of us, even while we are still sinners. So in Romans chapter 12, verse 1, the Bible tells us, offer yourself, offer your life as a living sacrifice to God. Your offering must be only for God and pleasing to God. One day, I was sitting on a chair in the sanctuary and praying for our community of faith. At a certain point, I found myself praying with tears. Lord, take me as a living sacrifice and save this church. Your church, Lord, God, please take me as a living sacrifice and sustain Matthews UMC as your church. All the churches in New England, in this country, and the world, and not religious institutions. My sincere request was from the conversation with my mother I had a while ago. It was the Korean Thanksgiving Day. And like here, Koreans gather together with their families and the children visit their parents with gifts for them. And my parents live in a huge apartment complex. So she said, complex. And so when my mother took an elevator filled with people visiting their parents, she said, I envy them. I wish you had been here with us on that day. This was the first time, the very first time she said it out after I came to the States 25 years ago. During those 25 years, I'm sure she has missed me so many times, but she never said it out because she didn't want to worry me. But this time, I believe her missing emotion got overflowed. When I heard her saying that, my heart got so broken. So I could not hold the tears. And then she started crying. And we cried together for a while. Before we hung up Skype, a computer screen call, she offered a prayer. Lord, we give ourselves as living sacrifice to you. 25 years ago, you gave Jinu great compassion for your people and your church in New England and called him to your ministry over there. While we have to endure our pain to be separated, I give my son Jinu to you as a living sacrifice and have mercy on him and the people and the church in New England he loves. My dear siblings in Christ, I love you. I do love you. And I love Jesus Christ Church. So I'll continue to offer myself and my life as a living sacrifice to God. through my daily spiritual discipline, I will continue to die on the cross. I will continue to die for Jesus Christ every day. I'll keep crucifying my ego on the cross. And I'll do all my best not to shock friendly fire. And rather, embrace my siblings, my neighbors, as Jesus Christ did. How about you? How about you? What will you do with today's message this week? What will you do to crucify your ego on the cross this week? What will you do to live out Jesus Christ's greatest commandment this week? God bless you all. Amen.
As we praise God with this song, Shine Jesus Shine, let us decide to do something to let Jesus Christ shine in our world today, in our neighborhood today. Let us sing it out. Shine, Jesus, shine.
Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Place, Spirit, place. Set hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow. Flow the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light.
Amen. Amen.
It's time for prayer. Let us pray together. We light these candles as we pray for one another. Today, Lord, I give thanks for Peter sending mass to George in Kenya. Please be with George as he continues to do your work in the slums of Kenya. This is my prayer. This is our prayer. Andrea Bonner, my prayer this morning is for restoring hope to all those who are experiencing loneliness. This is my prayer. This is our prayer. Maggie and Adia, pray for our grandpa that he may know the error of his ways and choose to support his black grandchildren in their fight instead of breaking them down. This is my prayer. This is our prayer. Judy and Kim, I ask for continued prayers for my cousin Sheila Lower, who lives in Arizona and recovering very slowly from her stroke and severe burns. This is my prayer. This is our prayer. Connie Olcock prays for Maggie and Adia for strength, love, and wisdom as you live and learn. This is my prayer. This is our prayer. Let us pray together. This morning, let us pray together for our ministries, for our siblings in Kenya, and we pray for all those who are experiencing loneliness. May God restore their hope. And we pray for Maggie and Adia, and especially we pray for their grandpa. May God have him open his heart and see God's greatest love for Maggie and Adia. We continue to pray for Sheila, for her recovery from stroke and severe burns. Yes, we hold Maggie and Adia with our prayers. Let us pray. Compassion during this past week at DBS. May God nurture them. And may God have them, enable them practice compassion each and every day. And may God send the Holy Spirit upon us so we may be good model as a Christians who live out Jesus Christ's compassion for all people. Let us pray. Let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Let us exchange the sign of peace with one another. The peace of Christ be with you. Please turn to your neighbor if you have people with you, and tell them, the peace of Christ be with you. And if you're alone, you can give your peace to me. The peace of Christ be with you all, and who are in this house of worship. Yes, I have several announcements to share with you. I want to celebrate our BVS, you know, this past week from Monday through Friday. You know, we had a great time. You know, in the morning, even after that BVS was over, in the morning when I woke up, you know, this, you know, our Josh's, you know, voice, it was ringing on my ears. Hey, good morning, good morning. You know, yeah, he has a really lifting up voice. You know, we had really great fun, and we learned a lot about compassion. You know, and I'm sure it was very, very meaningful time for all our children too and their parents. You know, so please, you know, let us learn more about Jesus Christ's compassion. And as we live it out, you know, each and every day, and our children will learn from us too. So may God have, who has a great compassion for us, you know, bless us so that we live it out each and every day. Amen? Amen. Great. And I would like to thank, you know, Sim again, and Marie, the music, you know, thank you very much, Lynn, and thank you, Susan, you know, just to worship him, you know, leaders, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And can we give a big hand to our BVS team? You know, they put all the, you know, great time and then efforts, you know, in preparation for this BVS. So can we give a big hand to them? Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. And you have my email address. And if you're a member of this church, you have my cell number. So anytime, if you'd like to talk with me or pray with me, you need a pastor care, you know, please give me a call or email me. If it's your first time, you are not attending, you know, this church, St. Matthew's, on a regular basis, that's okay too. If you need a pastor, you know, send me email. So we can get together, you know, of course, in the outdoor, possibly, and keeping the safe distance and wearing masks, so we can still meet and pray together. If it's more convenient for you, we can make arrangements, you know, via Zoom, so we can meet in the virtual space too. And also, the transitional team and I, we have prepared this opportunity. I can visit your house, you know, on the front yard, or backyard, wherever. You know, if you're living in a, you know, apartment complex, you know, we can meet in the church front yard with beautiful, wide open, you know, front yard here. So there is a sign-up, you know, slot on the website. So visit our website. You know, again, you don't have to be a member of this church. You sign up there, and then we can get together. So we'll do this from this week, you know, and throughout the whole month of August. So please take a look at it. And then sign up, please, so we can learn about each other and we can have a good time together. And next week, we are going to have the Holy Communion. And obviously, we have to do this, you know, through this virtual worship service. So prepare a small bread and a grape juice at home. You know, you prepare the elements at home. And during the worship hours, I'll consecrate the elements and we'll do the Holy Communion together. So prepare the elements, the bread, and grape juice at home, and I'll prepare some here, and then we will have the Holy Communion next Sunday. Is that clear? I cannot hear them, so you need to give me a sign. Is that clear? Okay, good. And please join us the coffee hour after the service. You know, we'll have a coffee hour at Zoom. So take a look at our, if you are not familiar with that, then please take a look at our website, you know, St. Matthew's website. You know, you have the direction and come in. Need the password, then shoot me an email, then I will let you know. As far as I understand, we use this password to protect ourselves from, you know, I don't know what you really call it, like a Zoom bombing, something like that. So we are using this password system at this point, so we'll revisit it, you know, but at this point we have it. So give me an email, joyofnewengland@gmail.com, joyofnewengland@gmail.com, and I will give you a password. My siblings in Christ, now go in peace. And God will give you wonderful opportunities throughout the whole week to live out the greatest commandment of our Jesus Christ. Our Lord, the commander. Use the opportunities, take them, and live out the greatest commandment of Jesus Christ. Then you will see what God will do through your action and heart. God bless you all. Amen. Let us sing this song and bless one another through this one. So you who are worshiping with me, excuse me, I'm so sorry.
So, why is this? Do you know?
Okay. Is that okay?
Good. So those who worship with me in this sanctuary, please join me in singing this one together.